Hello, Game Hacks. This is Joe. Accompanying with me today, I have Chris, Rocky, and Josh.
Guys. Yes, sir. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Alright, what's first?
Today we'll be discussing Game Hacks discussions, some latest project. Have a little debate going on later. Got some Steam news, VIP discussion, a reader question, and some random stuff, and then we have an interview with Maddie.
Yeah, we do. Pretty sick interview. You guys should check that out. Even if you don't want to listen to us blab, it's going to be at the end, so you can just fast forward. I completely understand.
So we'll start off with the Game Hacks discussion. 1 month of podcast. Yay! Number five, I believe, right? Yes.
Yep, podcast number five. Going for, some new site changes to accompany our little celebration.
Looks pretty sharp.
Our podcast has brought us many members, not the podcast itself, but the people who we interviewed, which is a wonderful thing. We've interviewed so many amazing people this month, it's ridiculous. Isn't that right,
Josh? Yeah. Yeah, we have. And we got another amazing one at the end of this podcast. So, thanks for doing it, guys. Thanks for showing up if you're still listening. This month, we're probably going to add new affiliates to the site, some new sections, and we're definitely going to expand the wiki for more areas of hacking.
The wiki is going to take a lot of time to do, but once it's done, it will be crazy. It'll be one of the best tools out there.
Yes, sir. What do we got next? Latest projects. The multi-hack beta 2 is out, and hope you guys are enjoying it. You can leave me any feedback you have in the official topic.
New Steam Raider, amazing tool. Vash went to Vash one day, asked him to help me with this, and this is what we have now. It's an amazing project.
Yep. All credit for the ideas goes straight to Red Skull. I won't even argue with that.
Without Vash, though, it wouldn't be possible, so it's all good. It's an even order.
I've got my word in this, too, though. I put my 2 cents to work.
Yep, Josh did assist me a little bit, because I'm a moron when it comes to integers, but we won't even get into that.
Save that for a different time. My super uber Steam thingy. Above the U, there's like 2 little dots. Hard to see. Basically, that just ended. Everything that was going to be incorporated into that has been incorporated into the Steam Raider. I'm currently working on some insurgency hacks. GoldenEye Source 1.1H beta, and possibly TF2. I don't know about that one yet.
TF2 is a little harder.
Vash will probably assist me in some of them so I don't fuck up and get you guys back to back.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll double check his code. We also have a new friends project going out. It's basically a huge Steam group. We have over 1,000 invites in one night so far. Almost at 150 members. It's growing quite rapidly, so if you get invited, just invite all your friends and spread the word.
It'd be crazy. One point or another, everyone will receive an invite, so there's no avoiding it.
Yeah, basically our tool will just... One day you'll be getting an invite, so be ready. Yeah, next is supposed to be the debate, but I think we'll do that later. We'll do that at the end, in case we mess it up, we can just re-record it. So basically moving on to Steam news.
Alright, some current Steam news we have.
Alright, I got it. Time ticking down on the cafes. Last chance to play your favorite cafes, so check out Fenny's or whoever's you use, because they're all going down on November 1st, guys.
Which kind of sucks, but you know what? Seems douchebags, that's how they prevent us from having our fun. If it wasn't from them, we wouldn't have any fun.
Yep. That's pretty much it for Steam News. We got the Friends Project. Alright, you can do that.
Some Red Orchestra mods now available on Steam, the third party mods that are made through Steam. Reducing the price 75% to $5 for regular extra until Monday, October 20th. Left 4 Dead pre-purchase. I highly recommend getting that. I heard that's going to be the craziest game ever. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's just basically a zombie game. And it's just going to be crazy. Highly suggest getting it. It's also going to be released for 360 on November 18th.
Left 4 Dead's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, November 21st in Europe, guys. For all you guys, like Skeletor. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna get money to save up for that, definitely. That's all I have right now for Steam News.
Yeah, I know Josh was pumped for that game, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely be checking that out, even if cafes aren't up by the time. I might just have to purchase it.
Pingled.org for the win.
It'll be worth it.
Alright, moving on. We got VIP discussion. We got more scripts on the way. I know you guys are pretty upset about that, but we've just been busy with other stuff, and we'll get right on that.
We just have to... It's not even a difficult thing to do, so once we start releasing them, they're going to be released one after another. Bash said we've been having huge... we haven't had problems. We've been really busy with all the other releases and other projects that just pop into our heads.
Yeah, that's basically it. We get new ideas every day from different people. We just put them down and start doing them. And that means putting some other stuff on the side burners for now, but we'll get to them.
Yeah. At least you know we have it all ready. All we have to do is not very many changes.
Yep. So, reader questions. We have one this week from Oni. He loves sending us in the weird questions, so he asked this to everyone on the podcast. If every staff member and VIP member got into a bare-knuckle fist fight, who would win?
I'd have to say Maniac or myself. Skeletor also might be up there since he's high 24/7.
Are you kidding? I'd win, definitely. I show up, like, barely, and I could still beat you.
I'm going to throw in on this one. I'm going to say Virus. I think he's secretly a 300-pound UFC fighter. That's how I see Virus.
But no one likes him, so it's like...
What about Blackie?
Blackie, man. Blackie, he's like a 6-foot black guy. Actually, on his MSN, he changed his avatar to an actual picture of him, I think. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, he's white. Don't listen.
Take that, though.
I don't know, I think Blackie would, he would probably win. And just so you know, Virus, I don't hate you. It's all Red Skull, you can ban him if you want.
I don't hate you, I just said you're probably one of the 300-pound fat guys that no one likes.
Wow. Yeah, I don't see you having staff for very long. What else do we got?
Sorry, Virus, you haven't been active, so it's like, hard to say what you do.
Alright, so for the wiki, if you guys actually know what you're doing, which we do have a few experienced coders just randomly sprinkled throughout the forum, if you're one of those guys, just volunteer, like contact us on MSN or by private message, and let us know that you want to help us out with the wiki, and we'll get back to you. The iPod section. Yeah, we're going to add that eventually. That's something we really wanted to do a couple weeks ago, but we got all these new projects, and we just had to push it aside like everything else. Interviews. Basically, this one's up to you guys, because we can pretty much get anybody we want, as we've shown. So give us a name, we'll try and get them. And, of course, we have to do our debate still, and then after that, we're going to have the Maddie interview, so stick around for that. The debate this week is going to be on the decline of Sonic the Hedgehog. To join us for this one, we have our resident expert on Sonic the Hedgehog, Rocky.
I'm Rocky.
Yes, you are. Let me pull up the topics really quick.
Please do.
Alright, the first one is 6th generation games versus 7th generation. Let me get a topic prepared for that.
Alright.
Alright, so yeah, 6th generation games, you got your Sonic Adventure, your Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Heroes, Adventure 2 Battle, DX, all those good games. Basically the re-release. And 7th gen, they're just trying to recreate the success of those games, which I don't really think they can do. And so far with Sonic the Hedgehog 06 and Secret Rings, they've shown they can't do.
Oh, yeah. Sonic 06 was flaky, give you that. Sonic and the Secret Rings I thought was actually really good. 6th generation title that you missed was Shadow the Hedgehog, which was the absolute worst piece of trash you'll ever find.
I would have to agree on that one. It is trash. But basically, everything they've shown so far in 7th gen is really just a mess. They can't recreate what they had.
I don't know. I see hope. Sonic 06 was supposed to be good. We saw in the trailers, or the pre-trailer anyway. I don't know. They had something going and they rushed it. Mainly with broken gameplay from Silver and Shadow and the horrible load times. Poorly programmed enemies that can't fight back, I guess you could say.
Yeah, my main problem with that game was the camera. I found it was going through the ground on large drops, and it just wasn't following me correctly.
Could you calm down? I should punch you in the throat. I've never had any problems with the camera, except on the speed runs where you'd have to look behind you rather than run forward like you... You know what I'm saying. The camera is positioned behind you so you can't see what's coming in front of you.
Yeah, that's kind of classic, though, from Adventure 2 and stuff. I mean, it was like that before.
Yeah, but they pulled it off before. I mean, there weren't obstacles that would instantly kill you in Sonic Adventure 2, mainly the truck at the very beginning of City Escape. That went by really smoothly. Sonic 06 and Crisis City, you had meteors, I guess you could say, flying at you, walls that damaged you if you hit them. It was really easy to die.
Yeah, so they didn't do it correctly, pretty much.
Sonic 06, I say, should have at least had one more year, so I guess you could say Sonic 07.
Yeah, they should have put a little more time into that game. It's definitely rushed. Alright, any more problems with Sonic 06?
Bestiality.
Oh yeah, definitely a huge problem. He's a fucking hedgehog.
Yeah.
And he was dead.
Much better. Hey, they did something right. They killed Sonic.
LOL. Ha 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 ha. Raffle, raffle, raffle. I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
You're a very violent man. Alright, so Sonic and the Secret Rings. That game was good. Like, it controlled well. It didn't have, like, nearly as well of a story as Sonic Adventure or Sonic Adventure 2. And it didn't give you that open world feeling like the other games had. So they were trying to recreate the success of a 6th generation game in the 7th generation, and it didn't work out.
Just because you don't like Aladdin doesn't mean it didn't have a good story.
Yeah, but it didn't have that, I don't know. It wasn't as good of a game as Sonic Adventure, and I think you can agree to that.
Yeah, I can. I mean, yeah, it's no Sonic Adventure 2, but still, it's a great game.
Yep, so currently Sonic Unleashed, from what we've seen, has definitely has some frame rate issues on the 360 and PS3, and apparently they're fixed on the Wii version, but I'm not so convinced of that yet. And beyond that, it seems like the game is playing itself a lot. A considerable amount. It just runs through it for you.
Well, Well, you also have to consider the fact that they need to make these trailers look really good to sell the game. I doubt most people are going to be able to play as well as the trailers play because of the high speeds. Sonic Rush looked like it was going to play itself, but this is generally the same, except you have, I'd say, a lot more freedom than Sonic Rush.
Yeah, I could see how you would make that comparison. A frame rate issue, though, in a Sonic game, really? Can you really have frame rate issues, like dropping and slowing down in a Sonic game?
It happened in 06, so, I mean, I guess it could happen now. I mean, I would hope they'd try to fix it, and I'm pretty sure they're trying, to say the least. They fixed the running animation, which a lot of people have been complaining about. Well, I've been complaining about it anyway. He was running way too slow before.
Yeah, that's something I brought up to you the other day as well, that the running animation did not match the speed that he was moving at.
But he doesn't glide anymore, from what I've seen. You can walk without having to worry about running into a wall. Running looks like it's a lot easier to control now. Before it looked insane, especially at the thing in Germany that Games Radar rated.
Yeah, so we talked about problems and possible fixes, but what does this game need to bring back Sonic, if you will?
I think they should leave Shadow out. That is the only problem that we're facing right now. We know he's in. He should be out.
I think that Sonic Team alone just has to get rid of all the gimmicks. Like, they don't make a new Sonic game now without a gimmick. And this game's no exception. It has the Werehog, which some people like, but I feel it's just tacked on so they can make a new Sonic game, pretty much.
I don't know. It seems like the Sonic Team is just, well, more in Sonic and the Black Knight and Sonic Unleashed, they're trying to imitate Kingdom Hearts, per se. Sonic and the Black Knight looks a lot, it looks very Kingdom Hearts-ish to me. The Werehog's gameplay looks very Kingdom Hearts-ish to me. Which isn't a bad thing, but I mean, you'd think they'd at least try to hide the fact that they're trying to copy a game.
Yeah, but if it works, why not try and recreate it, you know?
Yeah, I guess. And the whole idea of going to other worlds, or in this case, storybooks, is, I mean, it just hits you right in the face.
Yeah. Like, I like Sonic and the Secret Rings, so I think I'll like the new Sonic game coming out exclusively for Wii. But I don't know how well Sonic Unleashed will play for me. So hopefully if Unleashed doesn't do so well, Black Knight will, or the other way around. But one of them has to do very well to, I guess, save Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic doesn't need saving. Okay, the character is always going to be solid. The games are questionable. I'm going to enjoy them, naturally. I mean, not as much as others, obviously, but I'm still going to enjoy and buy them. I don't think Sonic the Black Knight is going to have any problems. I mean, it's probably not going to catch the eyes of many people, because I guess not many people have read King Arthur. I think we're going to have a bunch of fans from Sonic and the Secret Rings returning, that's for sure. Sonic Unleashed, I see a lot of potential in. Personally, I haven't seen anything wrong with it yet. I love the idea of the Werehog from the start, so, yeah.
See, that's the thing with that game. You either love the new gimmick or you hate it. And if you're one of the people that hates it, you're probably not going to enjoy the game that much.
Well, I don't really see what people are hating about it. I mean, the very first mugshot was, yeah, it was really bad. But, I mean, getting into actual gameplay, it actually does look really good. Minus the stretchy arms, which I'm getting used to.
Yeah, they throw in the Mr. Incredible arms for no reason. Oh well, though. You know, just a new gimmick they threw in. Just like adding a sword to Sonic is for the Black Knight.
And it's not like this is the first time Sonic's held a sword. If you're a frequent Phantasy Star Online player, then on special events, you will see Sonic around. I mean, he is holding a saber, usually, either that or holding a gun, which Sonic can pull off, it's just Shadow that can't. I don't know, swordplay isn't new to Sonic games. Especially in Great Melee Smash Bros. X. I mean, if you have him hold a saber or a ray gun, he looks normal.
Well, yeah, but doesn't it seem like they're doing the same thing they did with Shadow? Just trying to appeal with more people by adding a sword, just like they did to Shadow by adding a gun.
I wouldn't say that. Shadow the Hedgehog, it was going to be bad from the start. They tried to make it too mature, per se. I mean, no, I can't say that. It was entitled for younger fans, 10 and below. But, I mean, they kept the natural Sonic feel with Sonic and the Black Knight. They're not trying to make it violent by adding unnecessary profanity. 10 endings that are exactly the same. I'm Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm Shadow Android. Blah, 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 blah.
I guess so. I just hope it doesn't turn out to be another gimmick that you will either love or hate. They just need to do something back in the days of 16-bit. Just like they did with Sonic Rush on the handhelds, or Sonic Advance. Those were good games.
Yeah, those weren't by the Sonic team, though. They were by Dimps. And yeah, Dimps knows how they know how to work. Especially with Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
I could be wrong in this one, but I think Dimps is doing the Wii version of Sonic Unleashed, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And we're probably going to be seeing a lot of Sonic Rush elements, or rather more than we'd see in the 360 and PlayStation 3 versions.
Which is a very, 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 very good sign.
Indubitably. And I'll be buying both the 360 version and Wii version, and I think Topher will be doing the same.
Yeah, I will. Just to try him out. So far I think I'm going to be liking the Wii version better.
I don't know. I want to say 360 just because it has the power, but I mean, I want to say Wii just because it has the unique gameplay.
I want to say Wii just because Dimps, that's it. I mean, I have the most faith in them. They're the ones that took it back to the 2D, the traditional Sonic gameplay, and they did it correctly.
Yeah. I want to see more sprite action. The thing that disappointed me most about Sonic Rush was the fact that it was in 3D, and I don't despise 3D games, but I mean, I think 2D is more appropriate for the DS. It'll just look nicer. If you look back at Sonic Battle, I forgot who did Sonic Battle. I want to say it was Dimps, but I could be wrong. It was really detailed, especially with the battle animations between the characters. I just thought it was really nice looking.
Yeah, you just have to know the hardware you're working on. And Sonic Rush didn't look too bad for a 2.5D game, but it wasn't that great looking either. They definitely did the gameplay very well though, and that's all that really matters.
I think a Sonic Advance 4.
I think that's in order as well. Alright, I am pretty sure Rocky crashed, so I guess that'll be the end of our debate. After this, we have the Maddie interview, so I guess this is, peace for now. See you later, guys.
Peace out, guys.
Take it easy.
What's going on, guys? We're joined today with Maddie. I won't really flatter him or anything. I'll just let him do all the introductions.
So yeah, go take it away, Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Maddie. Thanks for having me here. I'm the creator of a plugin called Event Scripts for the Source Engine. I figure your community is familiar with that a little. Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's great having you, man. How long have you been coding for the Source Engine?
I actually been coding since about the time it came out of beta, so probably November 2004, December 2004 was probably the first release of anything that I made for that, like the Mugmod plugin for Counter-Strike Source, and the first, you know, baby steps for Event Scripts were in that time frame.
Nice, man, nice. Can you give us some details or hints about your current projects or anything you got going on right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the works. I assume you mean like in the source area. Currently we're working on we have a public beta for an admin console for the source engine. That's primarily script based, very open, very easy to add stuff. That's called a XA or extensible admin. Currently working on that and getting that in working order. We're working on next few versions of Event Scripts. There's plans, like we're looking at possibly open sourcing Event Scripts. There's also we're also working on this we haven't really talked much about it, but we're working on this reputation system potential add-on that'll be coming out later.
Oh, great. You got a lot of stuff in the works then, huh?
Yeah, a good bit. I've been a software developer for 15 years, so I've worked a lot on all sorts of different things in all sorts of different areas. Love to code, so try to be prolific.
Very, very interesting stuff. Can't wait to see the releases for that. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about exploits. Obviously, Event Scripts are a large part of the hacking community. Much to your dismay, I bet. A lot of community is entirely dedicated to the subject, and the latest exploit we found on the source scene is an ES-Tools exploit that allows somebody to execute Archon commands without proper permissions. And my question out of all of this, were you aware of this, and if so, do you have any future plans to disable it?
This particular exploit should already be fixed in the latest builds we have of Event Scripts. I don't create ES tools. So if issues related to it, I specifically can't manage. But some of the moderators on our forums do that one. But Event Scripts, you tend to watch the exploits pretty closely, and when we see. Especially when the community at large releases them publicly, we work very quickly to close them down. But a lot of the ones that are kind of underground and the ones that you guys are selling and other people are selling, those kind of we play by ear. I won't say too much more about this.
All right. But does it concern you after so long that people are still finding ways to exploit your plugin?
Most exploits tend to come out. I have a feeling like the most recent group with NES tools. The most recent group of those actually are a result of a bug that was found in, a public beta of version release last year. So as we add, things as we go along, it's always, as things go along, there's always new things that are introduced, things that come about. Early on, there weren't very many features because, when Event Script started out, it was nothing but something that just ran config files, right, for admins. It was intended to do that. But people asked for feature after feature after feature after feature, and it's really, really easy, especially when it's, a small group of people working and testing it, for there to be issues from time to time. But we work really hard to clean those up as quickly as we can. Having, in the past, I people like me and Manny and the people who are doing kind of the SourceMod guys, people who are doing really low level stuff, plugging into this stuff. We all have roots, you know, in reverse engineering, you know, situations, and roots very similar to I'd say your group. So we always think in those terms. When 10, 15 years ago, it was a lot easier
exploits
to
because
work with exploits.
Like, there weren't generations of people who'd grown up doing that sort of thing, right, ahead of us, that kind of knew a lot of the tricks and a lot of the fun.
These days, it's even harder because of, I mean, I can't imagine I don't know. I assume there's probably a good bit of safe paranoia in the exploit community these days.
Yeah, there are many communities that just thrive on all these exploits, and you know, the faster you fix them, the faster we have to come up with a new one, pretty much.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works. Well, the thing, I mean, you know, one thing, you know, you guys have been really nice, so I kind of want to, like, just mention, you know, in passing, just some food for thought, and I'm sure this has occurred to a lot of you, but as I mentioned, a lot of these engineers, a lot of people working on the plugins, they come from, you know, a similar background, right? And so one thing, I don't know, imagine you were in our shoes. Imagine, you know, 10 years from now or 5 years from now or whatever, you're working, you're coding something that's kind of fun, and people are you know, maybe selling exploits on it, and you kind of want to catch those when you can and understand how those exploits are circulating and how they're working. Like, imagine that kind of scenario. And what, you know, one of the things that kind of comes to mind is, you know, obviously if there's a public exploit, You've got to close it pretty quickly. As a developer, you can't leave those sitting around because random script guys will do stuff. You know, people copying pasting stuff all day will do stuff. But when they're kind of underground and they're you know on backroom channels or whatever, that leaves developers a little more freedom in terms of how they address them, how they monitor their usage, how things go. And it's kind of an interesting world out there. Especially with things like Steam Community and the variety of things that are out there that, like, make it so much easier to kind of see how things propagate through the system and who shares stuff with who and that sort of stuff. It's really kind of it would have been harder. It's a lot harder in my mind these days than it was when I was younger. So.
Yeah, the way I see it is whenever there's a new exploit found, it's just a chance for you to better your code, pretty much.
True, but, you know, what, you know, keep in mind, it's also, well, you know, some of the members of the community also use that opportunity to maybe release versions that don't necessarily fix the problem, but help them monitor how that problem is used. But, I may have said a little too much on that, but just in general, there are a lot of opportunities there. They do help. I mean, honestly, you know, finding the exploits, anytime they're there, it's really bad, and it helps us learn over time, you know, ways to deal with them. You know, for a living, I do a lot of security development myself, so I'm familiar with, you know, some of the techniques there, but these days, there's so many creative, clever people out there, and they're finding all sorts of clever things. So it's kind of good. The challenge back and forth is pretty fun.
You mentioned Manny earlier. Do you do any work with him, or are you guys close at all?
He and I have worked together early on a lot of things when the community was newer and, like, Valve was breaking plugins constantly. And then he went, he fell out of the scene for a little while, for personal issues. He's been a lot less, communicative since then. So occasionally we work together, but it's been a lot less lately now that things are a lot more stable.
Yeah. It's cool to hear that you guys work together though. You know, some people might see you as, I don't know, competing plugins, I guess.
Yeah, they do. You know, I think more interestingly, there's like the biggest communities right now in terms of like active communities for Source. You know, obviously EventScripts and SourceMod and SourceMod guys are really good. There was a lot more tension between, you know, our groups before, but now it's a little clearer that EventScripts is really targeted towards, you know, teaching new admins and new people who didn't know how to code in the first place and kind of introducing them to let them do a few things on their server so they can get used to things. And SourceMod has been a lot more advanced, a lot focusing at a lower level to kind of give more experienced developers power. So.
Yeah. I noticed you have Python event scripts. I don't really know what part you took in developing that, but are there any other options available in the future, you see?
No, I personally integrated all the Python support there. You know, over the years, people asked for all sorts of things. It originally started out with just running config files on the server, which was kind of crazy for performance yuckiness. And, you know, eventually I added a scripting engine there, just built from scratch, and we decided to add Python support because it was the next step in the progression of learning. We've toyed around the ideas of adding, you know, mono support, you know, .NET languages, just to, you know, people are interested in that. You know, the Source SDK is already there for C++ guys. There's actually been a lot of impressive experiences and a lot of impressive movement in the JavaScript VM area. So there's actually some, you know, really fast implementations that might make sense to one day put on the back end. But nothing concrete in the works.
Well, that's very interesting to hear. I think we're just about out of questions here, and took a big chunk of your time there. Sorry about that. You know you're a busy guy.
No problem. It was good talking to you guys, and I know you'll continue to cause fun for the Source community as we go forward.
Oh, we try. Thanks for coming by, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.